everybody. It's Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. I'm sure everyone is having one of those marvelous days and just want to make sure all is well with everyone. But what we got going on today is networking with your local chamber. So I definitely encourage people to do so. And if you have just like one big chamber in your area, be sure to be a part of it. If you have a few small ones, at least be superly associated with one, and perhaps just make sure you're showing up at the other local chamber events or functions so that people know your face. And I'll just say from a personal story for myself is that I kind of affiliated myself with at least one that I've affiliated myself with. And in the past year or so, I was attending at a few other functions as well. And what was going on is, and what I didn't realize, and I see how it panned out, was that, get this together for you guys. What it panned out was that it's a small world, put it that way. That's the easiest way to say it. It's a small world and people talk. So when you're at one function and you go to another one, people start seeing your face, they'll talk to you, make communication with you. But then what additionally happens is once you start getting a little bit more involved, your name gets out there, it resonates a little bit. So that was one of the things that I didn't do that probably could have saved me a little bit more time on the networking cycle by getting a little bit more involved. Yes, it is time consuming. I definitely agree. But definitely, it can be worth its weight in gold, worth its time in transactions, depending upon what your industry is. You know, get involved so people know who you are as an individual. A lot of times these relationships isn't so much as in what your business can do, it's what the individual can do for them. You know, they get to know you as an individual. And a lot of times you just need an opportunity. I mean, let's just face it. A lot of us do something that someone else does already. And they may have been in the area for much longer than you. And just because they're the big dog doesn't mean that you can't eat as well. And that's what I'm finding out. As people get to know you a little bit more, the natural human takes over. So they get to trust you, they get to know you, they get to better understand you, and likewise you get to understand them, know them a little bit more. It's more than just a picture or a website. You are now an actual individual that they can see perhaps on a weekly basis or on a monthly basis. And I think also having that consistency of when you are being at these different events, I found myself, even if I'm going to be late, I'm still showing up at those events. And reason being is because I've actually had it. It's crazy. I've actually had it for the last two referrals that I've received from one of these groups that I'm affiliated with. I came in a little late. I wasn't going to go. So if you had that mindset, oh, I wasn't there on time and so forth, a lot of times it's just showing up so that people can see your face and just also remember that you're around. And it's funny because even when I'm just talking to people, even if it's not a referral, people have questions and they have my information. They have my business card. They could have called, emailed me, text me, but they don't. They wait till they see you. So that's what I've gotten from it. So I definitely encourage you to show up if you can. But definitely the networking. Join your local chamber, and plus it lets you know what's going on. You're in the know of what new businesses are coming to the local area, what events are going to be there. And then plus people, if they see you affiliated with more than just your business, it has a different reflection as well as you as an individual. It shows that you're getting out there and exposing yourself, and you never know where your next referral can come from. And we're in different businesses, whatever the industry may be. You know, obviously I'm in the real estate and marketing, and other people are in the beauty products, painting, construction, whatever it may be. You never know. You'd be surprised. I've even received referrals from other real estate professionals.
Yeah.
Because they have a specific niche that they are affiliated with, and that's what they do. So, it's interesting. So, definitely encourage you to be affiliated with your local chamber and get involved. If you have one big one, just try to get involved. If you have like a few small ones, at least show up at the other meetings. It'll be beneficial. People see you in different circles. They give you, and you get a different response, because I've even had this. You may see someone for weeks or months at one particular meeting, and it's just like a, I won't say not a welcoming, but not a, a overly exciting introduction when you see them. But when they see you at another event and you kind of cross, they're like, hey, I know that person. And it, the affiliation kind of changes. So that's why I encourage you to kind of do different chambers in the close ones, because you'll see who's going to the different ones. Because there are people who go to multiple chamber events, and you'll see them there. And when they see you there, their response is different. They see that you're taking your business serious, because their main reason for going to these other functions as well is for the main cause or main purpose of meeting new people and making contacts. So when they see that you're doing the same thing that they're doing, they're like, hey, that's a go-getter. So it kind of gives them a different perspective of you, especially if they see you at a different function that's not at the usual, say, event, chamber event, whatever it may be. So definitely get out there. But this is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. Just want to kind of encourage you guys to kind of just take things to another level with your networking. If you're looking to meet people and grow your business, it is one of those avenues. I won't say it's the avenue, but it's one of those avenues where people get to see you and you get a different exposure, and say that may be at least one to two referrals for you each year. And that's a good thing, you know. So it's get your business out there and opportunities may grow. But this is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. Everyone take care, keep having fun, achieving success, and I'll see you guys on the next episode. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.